With as much as you've seen of the Central Division in your career, was there anything you could point to with the Pirates over the last 3 years when Hurdle got there in terms of approach of their hitters, style of play, or just anything else in, that changed in Pittsburgh when he got there?
Well, I think he deserves a lot of credit for what he did there. But I think more than anything, you got to look at what those players are able to accomplish. They had the first pick in the draft for, you know, years in a row there, I think. And some guys worked out and some guys didn't. But I think when you see Andrew McCutchen and guys like that come on the scene, you know, that second baseman is a stud. And he's a Pittsburgh homegrown talent. He's a very good player. So I think that you look at the players. He just inspired the players that were already very good players to go out and play hard. And you know, that just he's a competitive manager. That we've seen that over the years. We have a lot of respect for what he does over there. But I think more than anything, those players got sick of losing and wanted to turn it on and go out and win ball games. And you can see that they're excited. They play the game very hard. They play the game with respect. And you know, we'll have our hands full.
Adam, even though you're a veteran who has been through a lot of postseasons, do you find yourself at all having to calm your nerves before a postseason start like tomorrow?
No. I mean, we have a long history of playoff games here. You know, the experience that we've had in the past helps us be ready for each and every game, helps us to naturally control our emotions. What I told the guys today, one thing that really helped me in 2006, Jason Isringhausen said, you know, just breathe. And it sounds simple, it sounds childish, but when you get out there in the moment, to actually take some time to just breathe simplifies the game a little bit, calms your nerves, and allows you to just focus on the pitch you're making.
And straight back center.
You were a rookie in 06. What were the keys to taking on that role so young, and have you shared that with any of the young guys in the bullpen this year?
Well, 06, I think one thing that really helped me was that Tony La Russa just and Dave Duncan just brought me along at the perfect pace. You know, they didn't throw me in the fire too early. They started me as the long man, and I pitched the seventh inning, and then I pitched the eighth inning, and then when I was thrown into the ninth inning role at the end of the season, I was ready for it because I had faced all the big league moments that I, you know, there was nothing to be scared of at that point. There was no situation I hadn't faced. And they had given me a certain amount of time to have confidence in my ability and in my role. So you know, when I got to the ninth inning role, I was ready for it completely. And that's kind of where our guys are now. If you look at where Carlos Martinez is pitching in the game, you know, he started out as a starter in the minor leagues, came in and pitched some long inning relief places for us, and then now he's throwing 100 miles an hour out of the back end of that bullpen. So is Trevor Rosenthal. So I think our manager and our pitching coach, just like Tony and Dave did, have brought those guys along at the great pace that they have.
And in the back again?
Adam, in the past decade or so, generally the teams that have scored the most runs in the regular season or have ranked near the top in runs scored have done well in the playoffs, gone on to win the World Series. In a series like this, is there anything to the notion in Game 1 of trying to limit that offense? Can that carry over, or is that just one game and it's done?
All things that none of the guys inside that clubhouse think about. You know, that all those numbers that people like to point to, and I get it. We throw that right out the window. We just know we have to show up and be ready to play. And our talent should speak for itself. We're playing against a very good team. We have tremendous confidence in our club to go out and get the job done, and that's where we leave it.
And over to the right, Joe.
Hey, Adam, the way y'all got into the postseason the previous 2 years was very different than the way y'all got this year in terms of the urgency in the last couple weeks. Yet this year the urgency was to have the best record. Could you describe just the collective feeling of momentum this year as opposed to the previous 2 years when obviously it served you well the last couple of years?
I would argue that a hair because 2 weeks ago we were, what, one game up, you know, maybe even tied, maybe even one down. I don't know. But we were fighting our tails off to get to where we got. I mean, we didn't win that division until two games left in the season. So I think it's very similar, actually. The urgency was there. We wanted to, playing in that one-game playoff last year, we wanted to avoid that. Not saying that we couldn't go out and win one game because we absolutely believe we could have. But, you know, it's a much better situation for anyone to go ahead and win the division and not have to play that one-game play-in game. So the urgency was, I would say, very similar, if not exactly the same.
And right here in front to the right.
Adam, you see this Pirates so much during the course of the season. How different is that coming into a short series like this where you know that club so well as opposed to teams that you may not play as much during the course of the year?
I'm sorry. Say that question one more time.
Just that you've seen the Pirates so often, you know, through this year and past years. You know, you obviously know that club very well. How different does that make the series compared to maybe facing a team you don't see as much during the course of the year?
Yeah, there's no secrets on what either club is trying to do out there. You know, we know each other's players very well. They probably know how I'm going to approach their at bats, and we probably know how they're going to do ours. So the key to all of that is execution. You know, you can have the greatest plan in the world, but if you don't execute it, you know, it's garbage. So whether they know what's coming or whether they don't, the key is just to go out and execute a pitch or execute an at-bat, whatever it is. Put a good swing on the guy. I mean, they have some very tough pitchers, as we know. We have some very tough pitchers, as they know. So we'll go out and we'll battle and we'll see who wins.
Right here in front.
What was the key to your surge in September? Is there anything in particular that you did?
Myself or the team?
After those two losses, the rest of the way, you're back to your old self. Did you change anything or did you just shake it off?
Well, aside from Clayton Kershaw this year, I'd argue that you could look at any single pitcher in the history of the game, and they're going to have a bad game or two, you know, throughout the course of 35 starts, 30, whatever it is. I think if you look at your season as a whole, you most likely at the end of it, you're probably going to have a couple bad ones. And if you get caught up in that when you're going through those bad stretches, then they can compound and you start doubting your ability. But what I was able to do was to look at those two starts, and especially the one start, or it was the worst start of my career. I was able to look at that individually and just to realize that I'm much better than that and I had a bad day. I didn't need to do anything different. I just needed, you know, I just had a bad day.
And right here in front, Michael.
This team, over the last three seasons, has played its best baseball when it absolutely had to late in the season. Is that a matter of talent? Is it attitude? What are the factors that go into that?
Well, I think when you look at the majority of our team lineup, these guys were here in 2011 when we were fighting in tooth and nail every single day. We were on the verge of elimination multiple times and just kept fighting and clawing and finding a way to win. Those guys are still in there, and they have drawn on those moments in their careers to be able to, you know, fulfill that this year too. But I think if you look at more than that as a whole, this organization kind of feeds that into you, that never say die attitude. That attitude when the playoff time starts coming around, that's when you play your best ball. And when Tony was here, when Red Shandings was here, when Whitey was here, that same mentality was transferred. So that Cardinal way that everyone's heard about, that we like to talk about so much, that is what brings that on in my mind.